This is the English recording of the story, The Twelve Sisters, Nam Sip Song. There was once a wealthy couple who had long been married, but who were unable to have children. They prayed to the spirits, and not long after, the wife became pregnant and gave birth to 12 girls. As the girls became older, the once wealthy family sank into poverty. The husband thus attempted to trick the girls and abandon them in the woods. However, Pao, the youngest of the girls, also the prettiest and cleverest, was able to lead her sisters safely back to their house. But their parents were persistent and tried once again to abandon them in the forest, this time succeeding in doing so. An ogress named Santra was journeying through the woods when she spied the 12 sisters sleeping. Out of compassion, she decided to take them in and raise them as her own, ordering everyone in the city to take human form until the girls had grown up so as not to frighten them. One day, the sisters discovered a mountain of bones hidden in a tunnel, and this alerted them to Santra's secret. Overcome with terror, the girls decided to sneak out of the city. Just then, the King Rottasit was out on a stroll in the woods, and he came upon the 12 sisters. He was pleased by their beauty and brought them back to his palace, where he married all of them, making them his queens. Soon after, all 12 sisters simultaneously became pregnant. Meanwhile, the ogress Santra was furious at the girls' desertion. So she cast a spell to find them and devised a trick that would allow her to get her revenge. Santra transformed into a beautiful young woman and traveled to the palace to meet King Rottasit. She then cast a spell on the king that he be enamored with her and detest the 12 sisters. Under the ogress spell, the king ordered his wives to be imprisoned in a cave. In her great resentment, Santra then feigned illness and told the king that only medicine derived from the eyes of the 12 sisters would cure her. His infatuation with the ogress caused him to fall for the ruse and order his wife seized from the cave and her eyes gouged out. But the youngest, Pao, had only one removed so that she may see the world through her remaining eye. Subsequently, all 12 sisters gave birth in the cave, but 11 of the infants died, devoured by their starving mothers. Only Pao's child, Rottasen, survived, as Pao alone had refused to consume her sister's children. Rottasen was a dutiful child and would often slip out of the cave to find food for his mother and aunts. Rottasen grew into a handsome young man full of intelligence and gratitude. He raised roosters and would enter them in the villagers' cockfights. Whenever he won, he would request food to bring to his mother and aunts. Because of this, he became well known throughout the land. King Rottasit heard about a young man who was good-looking and quite unlike the other villagers. He wondered about this boy and summoned him, and upon meeting him, the king realized that Rottasen was his and Pao's son. When the ogress in disguise, Santra, found out that Rottasen was Pao's child, she once again pretended to be ill and implored the boy to travel to Tantawan City, which was actually a city of ogress, to procure for her some herbs to distill into medicine. She had Rottasen take with him a letter, which he was forbidden to open, to give to her daughter Mary. In the letter, the ogress had written, "If he arrives in daylight, kill him in daylight. If he arrives at night, kill him at night." However, along the way, Rottasen stopped to rest in a hermit's pavilion in the forest. The hermit sensed what was happening, so he secretly changed the message in the letter to read, "If he arrives in daylight, marry him in daylight. If he arrives at night, marry him at night." So when Mary read the letter, she obeyed what she thought were her mother's instructions and married Rottasen, who would henceforth rule over the city. Rottasen was happy in the city of the ogres, but he missed his mother and aunts. So he devised a plan to return their eyes to them. One night, he got Mary so drunk that she passed out. He then snatched the satchel containing the sisters' eyes and fled the city. He brought the eyes back to the cave along with a potion that would restore their sight. This infuriated Santra, who transformed back into an ogre with the intention of killing Ratta Sen. But he was able to strike at her weak point and slay her. In the end, King Ratasit and the 12 sisters were able to live their lives happily together.